This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is your Caregiver Minute. Famed anthropologist Margaret Mead shared that the first sign of civilization is compassion, which is seen in a healed femur. She backed her claim by explaining the amount of time and compassion from the tribe or community required to care for that individual until able to resume normal activities. She went on to say survival of the fittest doesn't include healed femurs. You know, caregivers live with significant injuries as well. Injuries that can cripple a person. Injuries of the soul. Anyone who's cared for a chronically impaired loved one cannot recover from such an experience without compassionate help from others. Just as we would rush to someone with a broken leg and respect the time needed for convalescence, caregivers need others to run to their side as well. For many caregivers, trauma can extend far beyond a funeral. While many people are nice to caregivers, being nice is a learned behavior. It's not a sign of character. During and in the aftermath of caregiving, family caregivers need and deserve more than nice. They cry out for compassion and grace, and it may take a while. Offering compassion and grace helps heal a caregiver while simultaneously deepening the hearts of the ones extending those mercies. Alexander Pope once said, "Teach me to feel another's woe, to hide the fault I see, that mercy I show to others, that mercy show to me."
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.
Say, what would you do if you were a new Christian and you didn't have a Bible? It's Michael Woolworth, by the way, from Bible League International, and you'd probably say, well, I'd hop in my car, I'd go to a Christian bookstore, or I'd have one shipped to me. What if those weren't options? You'd say, well, I'm new to the faith. I need to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. You know, you would pray that someone, anyone, would bring you a Bible. And that's exactly the way it is for literally millions of Christians around the world. They're part of our spiritual family. They're new to the faith. They want to know what it means to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. But God has them planted where it's very difficult to access a Bible. And that's why the Truth Network and Bible League have teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 Bible-less believers around the globe. Our campaign is called The World Needs the Word. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, every gift matched. Make your most generous gift by calling 800-YES-WORD, 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 or give at truthnetwork.com.